This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, I'm Sharad Kutin, with me, Brian Fernandez and Kusu Chuang. It's time to look at the international markets and businesses. Let's start with the U.S. What we have, especially in terms of the showing in the first quarter, Brian, 2018, it apparently ended on a strong note.
Yeah, so U.S. Stocks jumped overnight. Tech stocks led the way. The whole month of February, March, I think, has been really turbulent, starting with that that correction in the stock market early in February. But interestingly enough, Chuang, the earnings of U.S. companies still are expected to be strong moving forward. You also have then a very strong underlying growth in the U.S. economy. You also have then a very tight labor market in the U.S. economy.
Well, you've been really drinking the Kool-Aid, haven't you? That's an equally strong school of thought in the alternate direction.
I'm not a Trump supporter, okay?
Yeah, that's, the economy, might not be strong. But yeah, I mean, equally, the share market, I think, has seen some, pummeling on the tech stocks. And, even with the Star Business running this morning, the so-called BAT tech stocks in China also following suit. The Baidus, the Tencents and the Alibabas as well. So I think there's some lethargy in the share market. I think it's on a day-on-day bounce basis for sure. But obviously the whole trade war discussions with Trump has obviously had introduced some lethargy into the market.
Well, okay. Well, and to help us understand the market further is Mikio Kumada. He's a global strategist with LGT Capital Partners, and he's on the line. Brian, you're going to be speaking to him.
Good morning, Mikio. What's your view on U.S. equities in the coming quarter, given the expectations that the U.S. economy and earnings will continue to be strong?
Yes, good morning, and thank you for having me. I would agree with your last comment. Earnings are indeed strong, and that's even more of a positive thing because, as you know, after the U.S. Tax reform, we've had a very strong increase in expectations as well. So we have high expectations, and yet earnings are even better than those expectations on aggregate so far, at least. We have about, three dozen companies that have reported. So it looks good. So in other words, that's what you're buying when you are in equity markets. You're buying earnings. You're not buying, headlines and potential stuff that can happen in the future as a risk. You have to account for that risk. But, at the end of the day, it's about earnings, and earnings are good.
Now, Mikio, do you see that the synchronized global growth will moderate this year, especially given the overhang of a potential trade war?
Well, yes, but that's a natural thing. I mean, an economy, especially all of them together, cannot continue to accelerate forever. So, and as they grow above potential, which is the case now, at least for the developed markets, they run into their own constraints. You can't find the appropriate people to hire. You have to wait until your capacity or investment is being done. And the capacity has increased. So you run into these constraints, which then tend to push up inflation. So in that sense, it will slow down, but that's not necessarily a bad thing. About the trade war, I mean, I think it's a risk. Actually, we discussed it with my colleagues very broadly, and we do think it's a risk. But, it's a risk. It's not the main scenario. A risk meaning that, it depends on how other countries react, and how political responses and developments might turn out in other countries. But so far, as far as the U.S. is concerned, what they want is they basically want to renegotiate trade terms more in their benefit. And that's something that's doable. It's not something that is, completely not reasonable. The U.S. has very low barriers. And they're saying, look, if you want us to keep our barriers low, you will need to drop your own. So, that can be resolved. The problem is whether Mr. Trump has the appropriate, let's say, tone and method, particularly vis-a-vis his allies, because his allies too may one day say, we're not taking this anymore. But I don't think so. I think that's a risk, not a main scenario.
Now, Mikio, during the February market panic, your firm took a counter-cyclical approach and bought into emerging market equities. Now, that's paid off so far. So today, what global markets do you think are attractive?
Well, I think the in terms of markets, the same preference pattern remains for us. We still think the emerging markets, which are, by the way, the only markets that are up year-to-date quite strongly, both Asia-Pacific and emerging markets as a group. I think we will very much continue with that preference. What I said earlier about capacity constraints is not valid for the emerging space, is not valid for most of Asia, because here the recoveries from the 2015-2016 commodity slump is much younger, so they have much more room to grow. And if you will, cyclically catch up with the developed world, which has been, of course, growing for longer in this business cycle.
You know, I'm going to take your point about the commodities, Mikio. Now, according to the International Energy Agency, they've suggested that global oil demand would grow by about 1.5 million barrels a day to an average of about 99 million barrels a day in 2018. Now, this estimate is actually an upward revision of about 90,000 barrels a day. Now, what's your view on oil prices given the upward demand revisions and also the recent spike in prices? Do you think this is sustainable?
Well, I am really not an energy expert, but, given the trajectory of economic growth, I wouldn't be surprised if those rather optimistic views persist in the end. At the very least, I would say I'm, neutral with a positive bias when it comes to industrial commodities.
Thanks for your insights, Mikio. That was Mikio Kumada, Global Strategist at LGT Capital Partners in Hong Kong.
We'll be back with more business news and analysis. Stay tuned. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.